With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The continental U.S. is seeing some extreme heat this week. That includes heavy rain in some areas, snow in others. At the same time, correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Extreme heat advisories remain in effect across much of the U.S., and the National Weather Service forecasts hot and humid weather with highs in the 90s to linger through Friday from Iowa to Maine. Phoenix, Arizona, which saw hundreds of deaths last summer, opened over 100 cooling centers, including two for overnights. Officials are advising tens of millions of Americans to take precautions, drink plenty of water, stay indoors, and check on vulnerable neighbors and family. While much of the U.S. swelters, parts of the northern Rockies were under a winter storm warning with lows below freezing, snow showers, and rain. I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Trump weighed in on two tight GOP House primaries in Alaska and Utah on Monday.
In Alaska, Mr. Trump backed Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom over Nick Begich III. The contested primaries carried echoes of the 2022 race between Begich and former Governor Sarah Palin, which led to Democrat Nancy Peltola being elected in a general election upset when both Begich and Palin ran in the general election. In Utah, Trump's endorsement of Representative Celeste Malloy put him at odds with Senator Mike Lee, who has backed Malloy's challenger, Colby Jenkins.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Lisa Dwyer reports there's been a rash of violence in the final days of spring.
Communities across the country are grappling with an increase in violence in the final days of spring that included at least four mass shootings in one weekend. In Detroit, a lone gunman opened fire at a splash pad. There were other shootings and stabbings in locations from Massachusetts to Indiana as sweltering heat takes hold in many regions. Earlier in the year, FBI data indicated a sharp drop in violent crime nationwide, but experts say that summer weather typically brings with it a seasonal uptick in violence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at human flourishing.
According to the American Bible Society report, a positive relationship with the Bible is the number one key to an individual's well-being. The research focuses on young adults, and it reveals that Generation Z is the most stressed cohort of all. But ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, young adults who read the Bible score higher on the human flourishing scale than those who don't, and higher than any other generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's ruling on technical grounds that keeps one abortion pill available for now will not be the last word on the issue. The court's unanimous opinion offers some clues for how pro-life advocates can keep trying to deny the pill's use. Justice Brett Kavanaugh's opinion even provides a roadmap for people with sincere concerns about and objections to the use of chemicals to terminate a pregnancy. This is SRN News. A big bonanza discovered at George Washington's Mount Vernon estate.
Dozens of bottles of centuries-old, impeccably preserved cherries and berries from the cellar of George Washington's Mount Vernon estate in Northern Virginia have been discovered during an archaeological dig. Officials from Mount Vernon say the discovery of so much perfectly preserved food from more than 250 years ago is essentially unprecedented. Whole cherries with pits were found in some of the bottles. Other bottles held what appears to be gooseberries or currants. Mount Vernon is partnering with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct DNA testing on the fruit. They're also examining more than 50 cherry pits to see if any of them can be planted. Keith Peters reporting.
Georgia's state government has demolished a building that once housed a Coca-Cola museum. Crews knocked down the former World of Coca-Cola in downtown Atlanta near the state capitol. The site set to become a parking lot. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.